Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Bobby Moore as a Jeff Hurst, the trailer looking at Billy Bones, a Paolo DiCaprio, a West Ham United. We celebrate our victories, we stick together in defeat. I'm proud of our history, the West Ham United, more than just a podcast. More than just a podcast.
Hello, good evening and welcome to More Than Just a Podcast. Oh, no Sean tonight, people. The crowd go wild like they did on Sunday. But instead, well, not instead, but today we've got an upgrade. Mr. George Bucci, the fella.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
There you go, George. We're like, I don't know how many episodes in, but welcome.
Thank you very much. Probably podcast appearance one of two for the season, I reckon.
One of two for the season.
All right. So we'll see.
All right. But is Tuesday night better for you, though, perhaps?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit.
Perhaps we can reschedule.
Oh, not sure the listeners will like that.
Oh, no.
Well, people don't like change.
We can do two. When George can't make it, we can do another one like Thursday or Wednesday.
Yeah, see?
Looking forward. Rather than looking backwards, because you know. I don't
see what you're doing there then, double the ad revenue like that.
Well, cross your mind.
By the time people have listened to us, they've watched Claret and Booze, West Ham Fan TV.
There's nothing left to listen to.
You know, well, they won't watch Two Hammers because no one watches that, but I mean.
Gave them a plug.
I know. They need it, mate. I think they're called Three Hammers, but God, the second one disappeared into a cupboard 5 years ago and never reappeared. Oh, like Deirdre Barlow's daughter when she went upstairs in Corrie. Anyway, that's another old joke, people.
Then come back down someone else.
7 years, wasn't it? I think they waited for her to come down the stairs.
Yeah.
Anyway, as you can hear, people, we're also joined by Lord Leonard of Canningtown. How are you doing, Lim?
Oh, all right, thanks. Yeah. Not too bad.
That's good. A nice day of you? Painting anything?
I didn't today. I had to do stuff for my mum, going to the doctors and for her and running her errands and stuff like that.
Brushed up areola quick. Touch that up, Will.
That's a sensitive
subject.
I did, didn't
I?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, because you was debating what to paint.
Debating.
Done well then.
If in doubt, get the areola out.
Yeah, we was debating over areola.
It was kind of one of yours.
All right, thank you. Yeah. And last but not least, it's Mr. John Bucci.
Evening.
Welcome to the podcast, John. Welcome back to football, mate.
Season ticket holder.
Season ticket holder.
Welcome back to football.
How good does that sound, John?
Yeah, I had a good day. Yeah. Really topped off well with a...
Didn't start too well.
Great result. Yeah, well, I didn't get the shit.
No, it wasn't that bad then. I've got a complaint. You know, you turn up and we win. I mean, it's not on really, is it?
Yeah, someone else said that to me as well.
One game, one win. What's all that about?
I know. Oh. Long may it continue.
Anyway, as you all probably know, we're here to discuss the Chelsea game and whatever else we want to discuss about. There you go, professional as ever. So, Chelsea game. Did you watch it, George?
I did.
All right.
El Jessico in my house.
El Jessico, of course it is. Mm. Great picture of her donning the West Ham shirt.
Yeah, that came out when we went 2-1 up.
Yeah, obviously, like they put the ribbons on early then, the cup this time.
Yeah.
Did you get to lift her up and run around
the river? I did.
Yeah. Were you watching it with the in-laws?
I was. I had the in-laws and obviously the missus here, all big Chelsea fans.
Season ticket holders.
And I took great pleasure, 2-1 up, and me and Jess ran upstairs and put our West Ham tops on, just to rub it in a little bit more.
So we'll start with you, George, because you were possibly the only one of us that hadn't had a beer beforehand to see.
So I don't know about that.
Yeah, right, in clear vision. good start, yes.
Yeah, very good. James Ward-Prowse, instant impact, doing exactly what he does best. I mean, every delivery from the corner was consistently top quality. I just hope that continues, because we could be a real danger from set pieces, couldn't we? But yeah, great start. Then I think probably a bit classic Moyes ball, wasn't it? Kind of sat back. They had all the possession. And to be honest, we were lucky not to go down, go in 2-1 down, weren't we? With the penalty save, obviously. But even without the penalty, they could have scored another one or two. So yeah, good start. Great finish.
What did you think of the lineup when you see it announced? Any groans?
No, I don't think so. Not massively. I was pleased to see Ward-Prowse come straight in. He was the one that stood out for me, and on the team sheet at the beginning, I was just pleased to see him on the pitch. I know Fornals was dropped when it was Fornals that he came in for, and a few people were unhappy with that, but I certainly wasn't. I'm a big JWP fan. I was calling for him to be our number one target, so when we got him, I was very, very pleased, and I hope he continues how he started, because he was fantastic.
So, first half, typical Moyes, though. How do you sit with that? Is it horses for courses, in that you look at it that we are playing Chelsea and we can't really go toe-to-toe to them, or do you think, actually, a bit more adventure would have been nice?
Well, I think if we played Chelsea maybe 2 or 3 months into the season rather than 2 games into the season, they probably would have punished us a bit more than they did. So I think we got to be very, very careful playing that way. And let's be honest, any other day, Antonio's shot would have gone wide of the post. We wouldn't have scored there, and we might not have got a penalty. You know, that these are the little things that happen and make the difference. So it's a tricky one. I mean, the trophy winner at the end of the season, I haven't been on since we won a trophy. Trophy win at the end of the season, I think, probably papers over some of the Moyes cracks that started to show at the end of the season. But we go again, and we can't complain. 4 points from 2 games. So right now, I'm content and happy. Moyes in.
Moyes in. And we'll come to that a bit later, maybe.
You dare say it, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, do
sort
yeah.
your elf out first, yeah. You specky fat loser.
Yeah. and that was some of the nicer comments.
Yeah, I'm still reading them.
I mean, you live in a Chelsea house, though, George. I don't think it's wrong to say that. Well, half and half, maybe.
Half probably yeah, more West Ham now,
but,
to be
well,
fair.
Yeah, but when your in-laws turn up, son, you're
yes.
outnumbered.
Yeah, I was very outnumbered.
What did they think of the Chelsea? I mean, I looked at that Chelsea team and I'm like, I couldn't pronounce half of them, to be fair. And I didn't know who they were.
Yeah, me neither. Don't know half of them.
I mean, Mallow, Gustl, Axel, Diesel.
Disaster.
Levi Colwill. Nicholas Jackson, and this is the one, Carney, which I used to be called as a kid, Chukwuemeka.
Carney.
obviously, yeah. I'm still called it, actually, by some people, Carney.
Carney Chukwuemeka.
Yeah, that's him. What did they think of Chelsea? Just, I mean, you've sat and listened to them.
Yeah, they weren't pleased, I'll tell you that. No. And especially us playing the way we played and the chances they missed and the way they struggled to break us down, they were not best impressed. But yeah, they feel the same. I mean, it's a bit of a rebuild time at Chelsea. It's not a Chelsea podcast, though, is it?
No, but it's good to catch it, like, when you
No, it is. They feel the same. They don't know who any of them are. I asked him, my father-in-law, where they got Jackson from. He didn't know. He had to look him up. Like, you know, it's just a bit like... It does feel a bit like a Football Manager over at Chelsea at the minute. They just seem to be buying everyone for any kind of amount of money, and no one really knows who they are.
Right. John, let's go to your father.
Hello.
The return.
A great day not spoiled by the football, John.
Game of football, no. No, it was it was kind of what we always expected, I think. You know, we have spells. I thought we started better than I thought we would do. And we had a, you know, not just a couple of decent balls by Ward-Prowse and that. We had a good 10, 15-minute spell of, you know, toe-to-toe and having a good go with them. But then we did do the classic sit back when we got the goal and let them come on to us.
Whose mic's that doing that?
I don't know.
Doing what?
Sounds like the phone. Phone.
Oh, I'm tapping, sorry. I'm putting a question up, so tap. Oh, crack on.
So, yeah, no, I just, it was a good performance. It wasn't a great watch from a West Ham point of view, as in the game or for football we played, but it was a good game. I mean, Sterling had a good game and he was tearing in, like, down the wing, tearing our players apart quite often. But all that all said, you know, I know you said, George, they probably could have scored more goals, but I don't think they had many shots on target or, you know, I know Areola got down for a deflection to one, but, you know, it was...
I don't think it wasn't the shots on target for me, it was the chances possession. They created. And they dominated us, and like I said, I think that there was lots of their game that just wasn't clicking. And that's what I mean. Like, if we were playing them 2 months into the season and that team had been playing together for 10, 12 games, then it would be probably a bit of a different outcome when those chances were created.
Yeah, we just can't continue to sit back and try and stop people just scoring against us and then trying to nick it on the break all the time. It's just, he's got to come up with some other way of playing at times, surely. Well, we say that, we know he probably won't.
Well, no, he never has done, probably never will do, let's face it.
But it was a good performance. It was a great result.
Fantastic result.
Great goal. Gerd, he had a really good game, and then he got himself sent off.
Yeah, that was a bit of a weird one, to be fair. I don't know what he was doing.
Paqueta, I was really pleased to see him play and start, and it didn't seem to affect him greatly. He seemed to be all over it, really. And I like the idea of what's going on with him now. That's all gone tits up and he's staying. And I like to see him tie up from what I've seen of Alvarez as well. His debut was pretty decent. So overall, it was a great result and a decent performance.
I mean, with when you say a girl, let's look at the sending off before we go to Len. Was he naive there, a Gerd?
Well, I thought his first yellow card was soft. But I asked the question of George because he was watching it. Was that definitely a yellow for his second? And he said, yeah, undoubtedly. He was sort of... So, yeah, you shouldn't be going in like that when you want a yellow. You should... You know, tailor your game, shouldn't
weren't
you?
As bad as the Tomiyasu one yesterday, was it? It's not an Arsenal podcast.
No, it's not an Arsenal, but that was a terrible scene.
It was awful, wasn't it?
By the referee, I don't know what was going on there. But I mean, I thought Gerd actually got suckered in by the attacker. Was it Jack? I think it was Jackson.
It was Jackson, yeah. But don't jump in. You know, don't get suckered in for me. It's just as simple as.
Was that one of their hits, was it? Or...
What, suck it in?
Don't get suck it in, was it? I don't know. It's Jackson 5. You never know with them, do they? Yowza. Len.
That's not, is it?
did you enjoy the game? How did you find it? Oh, actually, no. Let's
Match day experience.
Match day experience. So, John.
Oh, Let's
talk about what the view was like, because I knew you were sitting in 222.
Yeah.
I didn't know where 222 was until we had a look and realised where 2222 was. And it reminded me of the very first advert I put out when I was protesting against the stadium, and I did a photograph or an artist image from the back of the stadium. as it would have been in athletics mode, saying, "Who wants this view?" And I realised, John, it's you. Because it's literally, it was the view from behind the big screen looking along the stadium. And that's the view you got. But now you got it, what do you think?
Well, I mean, it's not as good a view as I had.
Yep.
But, you know, I can certainly see what's going on. I can certainly see the style of play. I can see it work out the formations of the teams. And, you know, I was engaged and, you know, I enjoyed the game.
You have literally gone from one extreme to another. For those who don't know, John, when you went into London Stadium, you were downstairs, lower tier, by the corner flag. So
yeah, where Sean still is.
Quite near to the pitch.
Yeah,
you're not giving Sean's block away, just in case.
Yeah,
but it was supposed to be our equivalent position from where we came from the bowling, and like, you know, we had to go up a band to get
Chav corner.
Yeah, so yeah. You know, it was
looks pretty chavvy down there, to be fair, John.
Well, you know, I mean, that it would, if I was still there, I'd have the eight with that wall. That would piss me off, and you know, but.
How did you find, I mean, because, and this is the thing, at Upton Park, you sat lower tier.
I did.
Now,
stood. You just stood.
Well, you stood. Yeah, now, you're in the safe standing zone, though, aren't you? And you got the rail seating where you
are. There is a rail up there, but everyone was sat.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I don't know.
Is it safe standing up there, is it?
Are you allowed to stand? I don't know.
You are. That's what the rails are for.
Right.
It's not officially safe standing, but I think what happened is that the stadium owners got into a lot of trouble because they couldn't get the people to sit down there, and obviously the away fans upstairs still stand, and because it was deemed too dangerous, they put those rails in, but they're not the rails as used in safe standing, so they can't be classed as safe standing.
Right,
that's what I've been led to believe.
Well, anyway, most people sat most of the time, it's close enough to the away fans.
What was your atmosphere like?
Yeah, you'd say it was close enough to the away fans, so you were still getting some of that backwards and forwards. There was there was spurts and, you know, of singing and chanting, and it was all right.
Did you sing "We Know What We Are"?
No, I didn't, but I did join in with Bubbles and whatever. And
Massive.
No, I didn't actually. I didn't join in with Massive.
Oh, I struggled with that one still.
I joined in with the booing when Gallagher went off.
Yeah. He was a bit petulant, wasn't he?
Oh, he was. Yeah.
Lovely hair, though. Lovely hair.
So, but no, it was all right. And, you know, you have to precursor it all for what you're paying, you know. But what I did do, I didn't go down at half time for a piss because I didn't fancy walking all the way back up again. So I helped on for the end of the game.
Yeah. Well, it's a long way.
Did you do a half-time beer?
No.
All right.
We didn't. But to be fair, we only got one in and it was difficult to get a drink. It was busy, busy, busy. And you know.
So is that the end of your half-time beers if you sat out there?
Well, depends. Probably, to be honest with you.
To be fair, from where you are, having no it would think you'd have to leave before half-time. Yeah, to get down to get a beer, to queue up.
What
to
was
get
it? You used to do 38 minutes.
38, yeah.
So it would definitely have to be a 38-minute. Yeah. But then you'd have to leave a bit early to get back up again.
Yeah, but don't worry, John, because we never score straight away at the start of the second half anyway.
No.
Which leads me into Len.
Yeah.
New experience for you as well. You've moved as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it much better, to be honest.
Company good?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. It was.
That's good.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Glad you enjoyed it. It'll only get better, hopefully. Well, the football won't. The company will.
The company, I've only... What was that? You play Man United and Chelsea.
Yeah.
We've beaten both.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. Two of the top six. And people say Moyes can't beat the top six.
Well, he can at home.
Can't do it away.
No. I've got every Moyes hope. Moyes out, yeah. Your thoughts on the game, Lynn?
My thoughts on the game are, I thought it was tough to watch us sit back so deep without any possession as usual. It worked like a dream against Chelsea, which I didn't think. I think they played quite well actually, Chelsea, but they couldn't really. They didn't really threaten, did they?
No.
I think we all felt relatively comfortable against them with 10 men, which isn't a good sign for them, but you know, we don't care about that. But James Ward-Prowse was really effective, which is why we bought him. I'll be honest, I'm mad about the result more than anything else, and I thought beating Chelsea used to feel a bit bigger than what it has the last couple of days. You know, we ain't got too carried away by it because we seem to do it quite
Chelsea.
Often now, don't we? We're a bit blasé about it, I think.
I think it's the third home game in four.
Yeah, they've not got a great record against us there, have they?
Not at the London Stadium, no. It's not their happy hunting ground. I can think of the Yarmolenko winner during lockdown, wasn't it? 3-2, the late breakaway goal. We beat them last season, didn't we? I believe at home.
I think so.
And then obviously we've beat them again now. I think it was a good time to play them, though.
Isn't it funny? Because my memories of Chelsea at home in the Upton Park days were your 4-0s, your 6-0s.
Yeah.
The 18th century football, that was a good night.
Yeah.
You enjoyed
that one, nice.
Yeah, that was... well, me and George were both there separately, funny enough, because I remember bumping into George outside. And I found it strange celebrating a 0-0 draw. I did struggle. Mm. I must admit, I wasn't one of these people it is funny because actually it's one of them games where perhaps we should get the stats out and have a look at that game because we only had 23% possession.
Yeah, it felt like it.
Against Chelsea, but I mean they say I think possession's 9/10 of the law, but in football it actually does mean nothing if you don't do anything with that possession. Do you find that acceptable against teams like Chelsea? Is that not too low? I mean, 23% is quite like low, realistically.
It's very low, really. I mean, the means justify the ends, don't they? Really, I don't know. I mean, it's Moyes' love affair with defending, isn't it? It's just. It's what he wants to do. And I just find it very, very difficult. Difficult to go there and sit there. And it's hard to get behind your team. I literally barely want the ball.
Hmm. I mean, last year we used to agree, disagree, 6-7 defenders on the pitch. So we've got this game here. Kufal, Zouma, Agird, and Emerson. Then you've got Souček in the middle.
It was too deep, if you ask me.
With Ward-Prowse. Is Ward-Prowse defensive?
He was in that position, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But I suppose he was relatively defensive. But he was a bit like a quarterback, wasn't he? He was pinging the balls in from deeper.
It was forward-looking.
Yeah. He passed the ball forward. He wasn't sideways.
Yeah.
But... I did notice he was playing deeper, but I suppose he got more of the ball there as well.
Yeah.
So it's a hard one to sort of...
I mean, rather than a Declan Rice, he's more like a Mark Noble replacement to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good analogy.
He naturally, like, you could just tell, just for that Antonio goal, his assist, the ball came to him, the first thing he thought was get it forward.
Do it straight away.
And let's just hope he doesn't get that drilled out of him because that's one of his key attributes.
Yeah, I was just glad they waited for me to get to the top of the stairs before they did that.
That was exactly what we saw when we got to the top of the stairs. It was the ball go forward from him to Antonio and he smashed it in.
Yeah. So, we
good timing, wasn't it?
That was great timing, wasn't it? Because we did get that beer at half time.
Yeah.
What time do you leave for a beer?
We missed the penalty. We weren't the only ones, because obviously Chelsea missed it. But we missed the foul. Whatever happened, I couldn't tell you what happened. I've not watched it back. You watched it back, Jay? I've not watched it back.
Suchek.
Yeah, slide. I did. Suchek was right.
Suchek.
Well, I actually didn't. I'm a bit harsh because it didn't look in the air. If you ask me,
yeah, it looked like it started on outside
on the line.
All right.
Yeah.
But then, as it was having Jimmy Riddle, the old cheer went up.
Yeah.
You're thinking.
It went bursting for the toilet.
Yeah. What one's that? Is that us or is that them? But it turned out it was us that were cheering. Which was good news. And then obviously the great. I thought Antonio's finish, actually, I thought he took it really well.
Fantastic.
He did. Yeah, he did.
Fantastic.
So
probably didn't think about it.
No, for a bloke,
because he got the balls to quickly and
yeah,
it's great. That was good.
For a bloke that's
made the most of our chances, didn't we?
Yeah.
Can't think of any other chances. I remember, was it Paquetá at the post, but it was very slow. Well, ball.
Let's get on to it then.
Rama got through, didn't he?
Stat attack. Yeah.
Stat attack.
Since Sean, I'm not a great, you know, lover. So I've already said we only had 23% possession with measurement. I'll get these from Live Score, by the way. I know there are other outlets out there, but Live Score. So we've had 6 shots on target, believe it or not, to Chelsea's 4. But then they had 6 off target where we had 3 and they had 4 blocked and we had 2. They had better of the corner kicks. We fouled more than them, obviously. They got more yellow cards, though one of ours was a red. Goalkeeper saves. Their keeper saved 3, while ours saved 2. Which, I suppose, highlights the fact that a lot of their shots were off target. And obviously the one he didn't save went in the goal. That's always a weird stat. You know, I'm just like, goalkeeper saves. Yeah, well done. I don't know. You know, it was unexpected. It's very always well great done to beat Chelsea, no matter where they are in the league. We have to remember they're a London rival and they're a club that strip the money out. They're not as big as us. Well, or a club of similar size, I would say, and fan base. So it is good. And I don't think, though, I've ever seen a Chelsea fan base walk out of a ground like the way they did.
It was empty, wasn't it? Oh. It was empty.
Exodus, yeah. It was.
Yeah. I don't know if they said anything on the telly about that, but that was...
I didn't hear anything. They definitely showed it, because I was giggling away quietly.
Yeah. your in-laws didn't walk out in support of them.
No, they didn't.
As I say...
They stayed for dinner.
my other daughter's family, her boyfriend, and she was over there with her family, and they were all Chelsea as well. She turned up in her West Ham top, sat there, and she sent me a picture at the end of the game. I'm the only one sat here.
They did walk out of their own living room.
They walked out of their own living room and left her watching.
Oh, that's fantastic, fantastic.
But well, anyway, to go back to what you were saying about the percentage thing, Nigel, is that acceptable against the Chelseas and the likes? I would say in some respects, yeah, but in other respects, when you look at the likes of Brighton and you look at the likes of Brentford and how they approach it, that's where I think that sort of falls down, his plan falls down, because you don't have to be that way against these teams. There are other ways of going at them, far more entertaining as well.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is, you mentioned Brighton there, and we've got them coming up Saturday.
We have.
So it's a strange, this is a big test for this. I don't know about new look Moyes team, or cause it's not so much a new look or a new way of playing, but it's a big test for him.
Phone buzzing.
Yeah.
I'd like to see more Alvarez. I think. I thought he looked really good.
He looked well when he came on. He blocked the ball a couple of times and. And this is the thing. He's obviously, we've got the new signing today. Does anyone want to give his name a go?
Kostadinos.
Kostadinos Mavropanos.
Just Chris usually does it for Greek people.
Did Sean say his name last week?
I don't think so, no.
See, that's one of the sad things about Sean not being here, is not hearing him say that name tonight.
Maybe you'll send...
Can we just call him Stan?
Because I just watched the Ironcast thing with his interview. Did anyone seen that?
No.
I haven't watched any of them. Are they any good?
I watched the interviews of the new players. I watched the Alvarez one and I just watched him tonight. And he just says, yeah, everyone calls me Dinos.
Dinos
Mavropanos. Mavropanos.
Yeah. All right.
So he's... I remember him at Arsenal. Dinos. He played a couple of times for Arsenal, didn't he?
Did he? He was at Arsenal?
He was at Arsenal.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. Any good?
Well, I don't remember him much, but... Well, he went. He's done all right at Stuttgart. Who know? No mugs today, so we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Is he a starting pick then? Bottom line.
Well, now a Gerd's been sent off. Well, no. At the end of the day, isn't it? Yes, he gets a ban now for the Brighton game. Yeah. Stan the Greek might get a game.
Straight in, maybe.
Yeah.
Of course he won't. You never know.
No. He's after the first. He's the first Greek international to play for us, apparently.
Yeah.
We've had a few Cypriots. Yeah. From the Greek side. He's the first proper Greek.
Wow.
Unlike the moody ones like Stelios, you know, this is a Paka, 100% Greek. To the West Ham have had... I don't know if Stan Lazaridis counts.
Well, he was of Greek descent, but he played for Australia, didn't he?
Well, but...
Stanley?
Yeah.
Don't call you Stanley. German, do he?
No, but some people do.
Yeah.
But Stan's first
and
name.
And other things.
Yeah, and other things.
You unhealthy German.
Yes, that's it, yeah. I should have just drawn a little tash on it just to give him another reason to have a passion.
Yeah, why not?
We'll save that for the next one. Stan has actually come out and has vowed to give his all for West Ham.
Sorry, we're talking about Lazaridis still.
No, this is more. I'll call him Stan because his name is...
Lazaridis is back, is he?
Yeah, Konstantinos.
Konstantinos Mavropanos.
Yeah, so anyway, Stan says he's about to give his all.
I wish Sean was here trying to say that.
Yeah, the Hammers have signed former Arsenal centre-back Stuttgart after a move for Harry Maguire fell through. I hope Maguire's happy. He said Moyes has been eager for defensive reinforcements this summer. I don't know why. Did we let any defenders go? Did we?
I don't think so.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Have we?
No.
Moyes can't have enough defenders.
Probably not, no. On his arrival, the Greek international said, "Hello, Matty Pips."
He's waiting for that.
I'm really happy and excited to be here. Matty Pips, and we back in the Premier League with the mighty ham from West.
More than just a podcast, would like to say any cultural appropriation.
Oh dear! It's an exciting time to be joining the club. Yeah, he's looking forward to the next step in his career, and he can promise the fans, "I will give everything for them and the shirt." So there you go. He's going to compete. Yeah, he's going to compete with Zouma, Agird, Kerra, and Ogbonna.
Wow!
So five centre halves. One,
he'll
two,
play all
three,
of them.
Four, five.
Ten at the back.
Yeah.
And Antonio running a lone craft at the front.
Warm prayers and Antonio. Warm prayers there for the free kicks.
Moyes has piped up. He said, "I'm pleased to welcome him to West Ham." We've been looking to add to our centre-half options this summer. I don't know why.
I bet he has. I bet he dreams of it.
Yeah. It's good we've been able to bring in an international defender of his ability, because those Greek defenders are well known, aren't they, in the international world of footballing.
Yeah.
You know? There you go. 5-year deal. And he could be in line to face Brighton on Saturday. 6'4".
Okay. Big lad.
There you go. I don't know anything about him, I must admit. I don't. Nah. I know one of the players we were linked with, Leverkusen's Jonathan Tarr. He popped up with a goal at the weekend.
I think Tarr very much.
Yeah, he did. He did. But, Leverkusen, though, I think, Champions League, so whether he would have come to West Ham, I don't know. But he's
bit of a sticky situation for him, isn't it?
Hit the road.
I nearly said another joke there about Tar, but I won't actually, Mackin. people that lay it, we'll leave them alone. And, his stats were better than Stan's, basically.
Lazaridis or
no? Constantinople, or whatever his name is.
Dinos.
Dinos. Yeah.
Should we just use his nickname? Then we'll all know who he's talking about.
Stan. That's his name. It's Con Stan. So Stan, we call him Stan the Greek.
Well, you can.
Yeah. Or Phil the Greek. Can we call him Phil? Or Phil the Greek died a few years ago. So we'll go with Stan.
Didn't they mess up with that Tar? Didn't he have a release clause? Was he the one? He had the release clause where he sort of like ran out at the end of June.
Was it him, was it? Yeah, I think it was him, wasn't it? Yeah, we could have got him for like 20 million or something.
20 million on the release clause, but then they wanted more.
Of course, one other thing, I don't know if John see it, was at the game, was half time.
What?
And obviously.
I didn't see it. Because I was there watching, but
you didn't watch the big screen
on the screen.
Oh, that was fantastic!
I was listening to them. I was trying to see where that Chris Skull was. Was it him doing the halftime stuff?
Chris normally does, yeah.
He was doing a quiz thing, and I was trying to work out where he was stood. So I didn't actually see it come up on the screen.
How long were you looking?
Absolutely classic.
Was you look? Did you know it was going to come up then, John?
No, I didn't have a clue.
He's trying to claim it's you.
So obviously,
do we know who's done it?
Do we?
I don't know. Do we?
Do we?
Nigel, was it you?
It wasn't me. But I think the person that did it couldn't hide their delight at telling me. so I do know who did it. And for those that don't know, basically, someone put up on the big screen a video.
It was Uncle Sean.
Yes. With and a picture of Sean Whetstone.
From about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
When he's looking gleefully into the distance.
and they put, happy 60th Uncle Sean up on the big screen. And So Sean took it well, because he just put, I ain't 60, whoever the Joker was that sent that in. And the person that sent it to me said, look, you want to tell him it was me, you feel free. And as I pointed out to him, oh no, there's more fun to be had in him not knowing. Because we all know, actually, that rather than have the Sean probably really liked that.
Yeah.
But it made us all laugh. I'll have to put it on the Facebook group, because I think I've got a video of it as well, of it coming up. So
so someone was definitely expecting it, weren't they? If they were filming it.
Yeah, someone. So if you find the first person to put the video up and going, what happened here then? I think it might give it away.
Very good.
Congratulations. So, of course, then after me and Len, we decided to have a drink, didn't we, Len? After the game?
Yeah, we did.
We did, didn't we? We stayed in the stadium because we give up. If people can recommend somewhere good to drink, and not at the podium, because I don't really fancy going there. when the supporters club used to have it and let it go for whatever reason. I'll hold my tongue now. We had a bit of a nightmare. The White Post Cafe don't exist now. It's now some Mai Tai cafe that sells jumble sale clothes, and they charge you 50 quid extra and call it retro clothing. So I don't know what's happened now. We went to the, what was it called, John? What bar? Grand Zero or something? I don't know.
Oh, no, I can't remember now. But yeah, it was near Stour, the old Stour space next door to it.
You had to have a reservation to get in, though we didn't.
And no, they I just asked.
So how did you get in then?
I just asked at the door, said, look, there's three of us. Is there, can we get in here? Have you got a book? And he said, let me check. I've just had a table open up, in you go.
Well, I walked past it with Charlie, and they wouldn't let a bloke in because he didn't have a reservation. And I looked at him and thought, what type of bar do you need a reservation for? Have a drink. Bloody hell. Got all the way down to the White Post Cafe, and then I noticed my phone was on silent. John had texted me to say we was in the bar that we'd walked past. So I'm not... I know how to play the game. You ring the person up just as you're walking up there, and you go to them, my mate's in there, mate. Look, he's on the phone. Yeah, I'm talking to him now. So they let us in. And then Len, I don't know, you had a row, didn't you, Len?
Yeah, weren't far short of it. Yeah. He was just being a dickhead, and I'll let him know it.
So, but Len got in as well. And,
but anyway, it's not ideal, is it?
No.
You just want to walk in and have a beer, and just like, so yeah, we've got to find a new home.
Yeah, so if anyone could recommend, well, I mean, what are we after? We don't really, do we want a bar? We don't, do we want a bar?
Want a pub,
I don't know.
Yeah,
want a pub?
Or, yeah, well, yeah, just want a pub.
Just want a fucking beer,
thing,
really, without,
you know. But what can you get pub-wise in that area?
Well, yeah, I mean,
week,
if
really,
you don't mind a walk, if you don't mind a bit of a walk, you've got some good, a couple of good pubs on the Bow Road. Which is the Driver and the Bow Bills.
Yeah, but that's a bit, you have to, but, I mean, that's off at DLR Bow, isn't it?
Yeah, but
and then that is a
yeah,
bit of trek.
You got a trek. Then, I mean, really, pubs, Acne Wickside. I don't know about the Crate, is it? People might know. I know there's a big, massive bar, there's, but that seems a bit trendy, because I went in there and they were doing pizzas.
You know what? It's a confusing place because I'm very familiar with the place. Once, because I used to live there, and there were some places that I used to walk, for example, that were like a park bar, right? And what was strange about it, which warmed me up for getting into the bar, which I was having words with the geezer at the fucking door, is that everywhere I was going, there was like doorman and security, and actually no fucking door. There was no establishment there. So I'm familiar with the area and like the space in general of what used to be represented as, you know, like the, it's not a quay, you know, it's just the side of the canal. So I'm like thinking, well, I can walk through there over to the bridge, to the White Bridge House. So I'm going to walk through it, and it's like, oh, you can't walk through it. I was like, what is there then? He said, no, you can't go around. You have to go all the way out. This is a, and I'm like, what are you stopping people doing? Because, like, what is this? Is this a bar? And right, and where does the bar start and finish? And where do they serve the beer? Which is like the, you know, the most important bit. It's just this really confused place. Like, I seem to know the place better than them. And I know I can get through there and over the bridge where I want to go. You know, I know you can't go through there. It's just like...
It does make you wonder.
We need, you know, we used to call them pubs.
That's what I mean. But we've been there for a while now. And the fact that there is no kind of proper football fan drinking establishment there is a bit surprising that no one's kind of cottoned onto it.
They actually all seem a little bit, they're either a little bit surprised that there was football on that day and they were caught out, that they didn't know it was happening, or they're a little bit resentful about there being football there. Because the conversation that I was having with the manager was, he actually started to say to me, oh, you don't understand the problems we face. No, I don't think so. Fucking hell, the cunt's a victim. And he's having more like footfall. When we left the bar, the bar was empty. He's having he's getting the footfall he wants, right, to keep him in the job, or keep the whatever. And he's complaining. He's like, I don't want this type of person in here. What person do you like? The ones without any money or what? It's just I don't understand anymore.
I mean, what I'm surprised at, well, I'm not surprised, but, you know, all this time that we have been there, why has the club not bought an establishment and established a new supporters club? Why have they not provided
something? Yeah, we need answers, really.
That, you know, I mean, there should be a new supporters club. Why is there not one?
Yeah, I think they do owe to the membership. And none of this... I mean, why did you sign a non-disclosure?
It's not so much why they've gone out of this area where they are now.
No, but they've signed a non-disclosure saying why they didn't get to say what... They say they've signed a non-disclosure as to why they lost the podium bar. Well, what is all that about?
There must be some financial benefit for them to have done that.
Yeah, but there can't be, isn't it?
In the world.
But that's what I'm saying. It started out Stour, didn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and that you sort of started to get a bit used to that, which was lucky got out of there before it collapsed. But, you know, they never have had a permanent place since we've moved.
No.
And it's now been, how many years have we been there? Six.
Seven.
Years? 7 years. Come on, you know, David Sullivan's a financial, he's a billionaire and he's a property owner. It would make financial business, would it not, to own the property and put the supporters club in it? And at least you're guaranteed to cover the rent every month because it just the cost of the beer would cover it. You know, the club should step up and establish a supporters club.
I don't know, John, though, because there's a bit of me think then you forever be held unto them. You sometimes the way this club operates, they'll use you as a puppet, like they do the Pride of Irons, like they do, you know, Inclusive Irons Sean West. You know, that's their mantra. So
what can they get back off you if you they're just providing a space for you to go for a social drink before and after a game?
Yeah.
What can they get off you?
No, but what they get is they can exert, because you remember, a member of the West Ham United Supporters Club committee sits on the West Ham United Independent Supporters Committee and represents. Yeah, I know this is funny, but this is the funny thing is, yeah, so they represent West Ham's fans' views to the club. So the club have to have a conduit that they talk to fans through. They're not supposed to pick the fans groups, but somehow they've managed to gerrymander it that a lot of the fan groups that they use to publicise are on there that manage to, you know, groups with about 300-400 members each get to outvote the group that's got 15,000 members. So you've got the largest group, Amers United, and their voice is being swallowed up by club-appointed or club-backed, as Pride of Irons are, as Baymammers or whatever they want to call themselves are, as any old Irons are. They all take the club shilling and all get wheeled out in the programme and patted their head when it's Old Day Jammers Month and it's Baymammers Month and it's Pride Month or whatever. So, and this is why, in a way, it is important. Because we rely on these people to stick up for us when the club are trying to shaft us.
Yeah, but we've always relied on these people and we've always been shafted.
Yeah, and this is the thing. You know,
what about, why don't someone make an approach to, like, a Mark Noble who's in the property?
And this is the problem. I don't know, because there was a lot of... We had a problem. My argument was we had a property and they rented that out. They said there was nothing we could do with it. Well, there's a gymnasium in there. So they'd done something with it. Something could have been done with that property. But they decided, the committee. No point did they go to the members going, oh, what do you think? Give
did
us some
make
ideas.
Money then, personally?
No, they didn't make money personally. What I'm saying is, they're making decisions. When do they come and ask the members? Do you get an email, John, saying, what do you think about this? The last membership vote, they turned around, one of the members committee retired, and they said, we're just re-electing the people we got. We don't need any new people. Now we're into a position where we've got nowhere to call home. And they were the ones who coined the phrase, refusing to fade and die. And I've seen them now. I've sat and waited and waited. I've seen nothing from them. Because actually, it is fading and dying right in front of their eyes. Because some of us knew we wouldn't be there this season. Some of us weren't blind to what had happened. So
maybe you should open a more than just a bar.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Well, I think that's yeah. Can you imagine what that'd be like? Narrowboat.
Yeah,
fit all eight of us on.
We need a sort of someone with some financial backing, so who can do that. So, you ready for that then, Len?
Make it a gallery as well.
There you go. You could do it. You could do it as a gallery during the week, and there's a supporters.
We could have a museum.
Not in the week. I don't want to go down in the week anymore. I've had enough of that, fucking John. Seriously.
What are you gonna have in the week, innit? Fucking. Geezers with hairs longer than girls and wearing tie dye. Yeah,
showing his art. Yeah. The art is the art area, isn't it?
Well, the thing is, John, being born in Hackney, living there before, and being an artist, you'd think I'd get on with people like that, wouldn't you? Oh, no. No. I don't even make it to fucking lunchtime with them. Oh, I don't understand. It's me. I'm the one that don't understand. Fucking hell.
Oh, dear.
Back to the football. Come
on. More than just a bar, because it's a museum and an art gallery. That's perfect.
Yeah, it's everything. That's not confused. I mean, I look after the walls and drink the beer, but you can count the money and everything. I think it's a young man's opportunity, George.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, come on then. Let's look forward to. It's not Friday, is it? Saturday.
Saturday night. Yeah.
Anyone going to Brighton?
No.
Not for that.
No. Well, you'd be lucky to get a ticket, to be fair. But I don't want to go down that road. And to be fair, if you're going to Brighton, you want it to go by train, you wouldn't be getting home because there's a train strike. So. And of course, I'd expect Brighton won't relax the car parking around the stadium. So God knows what people are going to do. But, Len.
Hello.
What do you think, Brighton?
It's going to be a real test, isn't it? It's going to be a bigger test than Chelsea.
There will be.
Certainly a bigger test than Bournemouth. I think we'll fare better than last time, which is not going to be too difficult. It's going to be tough. They're very good. We do sit back and let them come on to us. I think we could get a draw. We could smash a draw.
0-0.
I was thinking 0-0, but it just seems quite unlikely, doesn't it? But you never know. You never know.
George?
Well, yeah, one thing's for sure, we ain't going to have any of the ball. I mean, we'd probably be lucky to have 28% possession or whatever it was we had it on Sunday.
We had 23%.
23%.
Possession.
Yeah, well, Brighton are proper tick attacker these days, aren't they? I don't think we'll fare very well, I'm afraid. Gentlemen, I'm going to go for a 2-0 loss.
A 2-0 loss. Are you,
do we do predictions at this point now, do we? Is this it? I'm so out of the loop these days.
Yeah, we do. We can do predictions at the end of question time if you want, George.
Time.
Do you want to do predictions at the end of question time?
No, let's finish with predictions
I thought we would be.
I've just had something pop up here saying that we've had a second bid for that Mohamed Kudus from Ajax of 42 million euros rejected.
Yeah, you've got to give it to him, haven't you?
25 minutes ago it came up.
All right. What was the source?
Sky.
Oh, must have been true then. I mean, we had 35% possession against Bournemouth, so looking forward to it, John. Brighton.
they're like our proper bogey team, aren't they? They always,
even when they weren't very good.
Yeah. As soon as they came up,
Brighton will be top of the league though if they beat us.
Will they?
I know they are now, but after two games, but after three.
Yeah. Well, I remember years ago they wouldn't do the league table until three games had been played.
Well,
really?
Yeah. We're six, aren't we? Were we six? Were we?
We're joint fourth, depending on who you ask.
Yeah, well, we don't ask him.
I think we'll lose 3-1.
3-1. So we got a draw from Lynn.
We're going to get a free kick.
So Brighton are top at the moment. Brighton, Man City, or Arsenal have won every game. And then we're in the group with 4 points. Brentford, Liverpool, Spurs and us. But to be fair, Liverpool, Tottenham and us have all got the same goal difference. Brentford only got one goal better than us. Do you know what? How about this then? I'm going to stick my neck out. Yeah. I think we can surprise Brighton. I've got every faith.
Do you think he's learnt a lesson then?
Yeah. And I'm going to go for a 1-0 win.
Moyes out.
Yeah, Moyes out.
Jeez, a 1-0 win.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't talk about Moyes out, did we?
No.
No.
Do you want to talk about Moyes out?
Do you want to talk about Moyes out?
Yes, down to you.
We're still doing question time.
Time.
Did you want to laugh, John? Did you?
Yeah, no, go on. Do it now.
So anyway, just for a laugh, Pete, it was one of these things. I do things spontaneously without thinking. Sometimes they pay off. I think it actually paid off. Actually, so I thought on 6'2". You see a lot of people. They love to give their instant reaction to the game as they're walking out the ground and put it up on Twitter. And frankly, I was having a drink. I didn't have time to muck about. I thought, a two-word review. That's what I'm going to do on 6'2", on the Twitter account. A two-word review. I didn't think about it. I switched the camera on. Two words came out. Moyes out, I thought, with a little smirk on my face. And left it at that. And then I left it. That's it. I don't really pay attention.
I'm surprised you're able to post it.
And I noticed a few people, not had a dig or whatever, but I don't really. Luckily on Twitter, I discovered that if you don't have notifications on your phone, you don't know when you're being abused. So you don't really care. But then, obviously, apparently, I got told today that it sort of, I got some real dogs abuse, didn't I, Len?
Cool, not much.
Did you want to read some of your favourite ones out?
Hang on a minute, we get them back up.
Yeah, let's
I thought you had them up and printed on the wall, mate.
There was some, you were getting.
I like the one you should make yourself look healthier before you put yourself up on screen.
Yeah. Specky, I'm glad my father isn't like you. You need your hard drive tech.
Hold up. Check. Can I point out? Hold up. If you're going to do it properly, yeah? Specky bastard.
Specky bastard. Hang on. Wait a second.
You need your hard drive.
Sorry, I should have been a little bit more prepared.
Oh, I've got it up.
Dear.
Quarter of a million views.
That's not bad. I weren't even trying.
No.
I like this one. Mate, lay off the ganja.
I like that, yeah.
That was a good one, eh?
That's not really fair.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
Mary put Sean out. I don't know if she mistook me.
On the packet. People are very... They blame drugs for a lot. They need to take responsibility themselves.
All right.
She took the kids, didn't she? That was a good one. Because what makes you funny about it, the bloke who's commented on it is actually younger than your kids.
There you go.
Go watch tennis, lad.
Yeah.
A bit late for that, really.
There's a few here I can't read because it says this tweet might include sensitive content and I've got to change the settings on my phone.
You're definitely on the register.
Oh, right, yeah.
Divi, how's it good? Divi, good to know the old names are still in circulation.
Yeah.
You look like you get kids to deliver you milk. I don't understand that. Can someone understand that one?
No. The sheer attention seeking on display is pretty sad for someone of your age.
Yeah.
Oh dear. And check this gimp out. Or
gimp. What does gout much mean?
Like you
got,
I don't
gout know. Much.
You got crystallization in your leg.
I don't like know.
That kind of gout, or is it something else? Like you got you live in the high life.
Yes.
A very, very refined disease, gout.
I don't
think you're too working class to have gout.
I don't know, do you know? Gout, oh, another much. One, specky fat loser. But followed by get healthy before you post
that's
online.
Unfair,
you can only see me, Ed, and he's gone get healthy. I could be healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, but I mean... Oh dear, dear, dear! I didn't realise it goes on,
no,
dear.
It does,
oh
it?
Dear, it
specky
does.
Fat loser.
Yeah.
Check this gimp out.
Yeah.
Get healthy before you stuff online. Are you not embarrassed?
Yeah.
Are you not embarrassed that you didn't use a question mark when you fucking commented?
I know.
I'd be embarrassed.
I mean, it clearly rattled your brain when you sent the lawnmower over your Axe Barnet. That's from Dominic.
That's confusing.
Cheers, Dom.
It?
Thanks for that. Two retweets for that, Dom, as well.
Wow, Dom.
Wham United, the pop group, the West Ham pop group that released such hits as Bowen's on Fire to a disco track. Obviously not George and the other one, Andrew. Probably more Pepsi and Shirley. Called me a bellend.
Maybe they wrote a song about it.
Yeah. So.
Maybe.
Few twats, few knobheads. And what a wally. Oh, a good old fashioned one. You mong. There you go.
Mong.
There you go, people. So I don't know what I can take out of this.
Yeah, would you do it again or?
Well, I will now.
You be better.
Yeah.
You bet, yeah.
We'll have to do this every week.
I'll tell ya.
I did enjoy it.
You know, Sean absolutely gets desperate, isn't it, to punt out 150 or 248 words to get his 200,000 likes or whatever to make himself is really happy, and I did it with two words.
There you go. Oh,
fucking hell, there you go.
You should be proud.
I am proud. I am proud of it.
I'm proud of myself, Nigel.
Yeah.
Me too.
Well, it gave us all a laugh. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it, people. Episode fuck all. And we've done our predictions, so there's nothing left else to say, is there? Stick around. Facebook, Twitter question
time.
Will be out tomorrow or whenever I can be bothered.
This is my first podcast since the Spotify announcement, so I just want to say well done to you lot, because you're the ones who kept this going, and I was very, very proud as a podcast founder to see a little old podcast on that list.
I know
you did talk about it on the podcast, so I do think it might have something to do with the fact that our podcasts are sometimes 3 hours long.
I know it's not to do with that at all,
but well done, thank you very much.
It's our popularity.
Yeah.
Amongst the fan base. without a doubt.
No, but seriously, well done.
Well, it's just saying, actually, before we go, I will say, so hello to Neil, who we met at half-time, Lynn, fan of the show. And yeah. A special hello to Luke, who was looking for a train. Luckily, he was at Stratford train station. So there was loads of trains. He was looking for a train at the South End. So I said, right. I said, well, get on, mate, because it's seat to sea, and if you don't, you miss it. And he jumped on, and we had a little chat, and then he looked at me and went, mate, are you Nigel? And you know, there's a bit, you go, I'm like, my son-in-law now groans. Oh. And he went, mate, I know your voice anywhere. So Luke, it was good to meet you. Not obviously John's Luke, who... Well, John and Mark, wasn't it?
Yeah, Mark and Luke.
Mark and Luke turn up.
Turn up, the new season ticket holders. Yeah.
You don't know them, George?
I do, yeah.
Oh, right, that's good. Is there? Do you know Matthew at all? Because he was missing.
Yeah,
no, dear. Okay. I did joke.
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Okay. There you go. Well,
came straight out without
Well, you come in, and I said, all right, John. He goes, all right. He goes, yeah, this is Mark and Luke. I mean, what else are you going to do? It's like, anyway, thanks right. for sticking with us. And I don't know, Silly Bollocks is back next week, is he?
No idea.
No idea. But anyway, if I've done this right, this is the out tune. If I've done it wrong, it ain't, but don't worry.
Same tune again.
Here we go. See you later, people. Bye.
Oh, God, it's the right one.
Yes.
Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast. Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast.